This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, May 16th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Police say the white gunman who killed 10 people in a racist attack at a Buffalo grocery store Saturday planned to go to at least one more location to shoot black people. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia says suspect Peyton Gendron planned to, quote, drive down Jefferson Avenue and continue doing the same thing. Gendron traveled about 3 hours from his home in Conklin, New York, to target black shoppers. In a 180-page manifesto posted online, the 18-year-old said he wanted to terrorize non-white, non-Christian people in order to get them to leave the country. The shooting was the deadliest in a weekend where shootings also occurred at a California church and a flea market in Texas. Hundreds of people gathered in Dearborn this weekend to mark the 74th anniversary of thousands of Palestinians being expelled from Palestine. The Detroit Free Press reports this year's anniversary came days after Palestinian journalist Shireen Abu Akleh was killed while covering an Israeli army raid on a refugee camp. Governor Whitmer has announced a plan to respond to the baby formula shortage. A February recall by baby formula maker Abbott has caused supplies across the country to fall by more than 40%. Contamination at the company's Sturgis, Michigan plant led to 2 infant deaths and to several babies being hospitalized. Whitmer's plan puts several state agencies to work to boost production and protect consumers, including the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and the Attorney General's Office. President Biden is offering manufacturers and retailers transportation and logistics support to help increase baby formula supplies. As COVID cases rise throughout the area, Metro Detroit schools are reconsidering recently relaxed mask mandates. Ferndale Schools announced that staff and students must wear masks indoors starting today. The Detroit Public Schools Community District announced earlier this month it would delay its plan to end its mask mandate because of opposition from the teachers' union. The Food and Drug Administration announced last week that it will move to ban menthol and flavored cigarettes. It says the ban could prevent up to 650,000 smoking deaths over the next 40 years. More than a third of cigarettes sold in the U.S. are menthol. Black and young smokers are more likely to choose the mint-flavored cigarettes. The FDA says it also wants to ban cigarettes in fruit and other flavors popular with black teens. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.